Significance of Matrikaraka in various houses, focusing on physical and emotional nourishment. The placement of Matrikaraka in different houses of the Navamsha chart greatly influences how a person experiences both physical and emotional nourishment. This refers to the support, care and resources the native receives and provides in their life, impacting their sense of security and well-being. Let's explore how Matrikaraka operates in various houses with a focus on physical and emotional nourishment. Matrikaraka in the first house. When Matrikaraka is in the first house, the native's physical and emotional nourishment is closely tied to their sense of self and individuality. The native often feels emotionally supported through their personal strength and independence. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house indicates that the native takes good care of their own physical and emotional needs, feeling well-nourished and supported from within. If afflicted, the native may struggle with self-care or experience a lack of physical or emotional sustenance, making them feel unsupported or neglected. Matrikaraka in the second house. Matrikaraka in the second house connects nourishment to family, resources, and material possessions. The native often feels physically and emotionally supported through family ties, financial security, and the accumulation of resources. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house suggests that the native receives ample nourishment through their family and is able to provide care and stability for others. If afflicted, the native may experience a lack of financial or emotional support, leading to insecurity or difficulties in meeting their physical needs. Matrikaraka in the third house. In the third house, Matrikaraka influences nourishment through communication, learning, and relationships with siblings. The native feels emotionally nourished by engaging in meaningful conversations, learning new skills, and maintaining close relationships with siblings or peers. A well-placed Matrikaraka indicates that the native finds emotional fulfillment and care through intellectual or creative pursuits. If afflicted, the native may struggle to feel emotionally supported by those around them, or they may experience challenges in expressing their needs, leading to a lack of nourishment. Matrikaraka in the fourth house. The fourth house naturally governs home, family, and emotional security, making it a significant placement for Matrikaraka. The native's physical and emotional nourishment comes directly from their home environment and relationship with maternal figures. A strong Matrikaraka in this house ensures that the native feels well-nourished and emotionally supported within their family and home. If afflicted, the native may experience emotional deprivation, struggles with family relationships, or difficulties in creating a nurturing home environment. Matrikaraka in the fifth house. In the fifth house, Matrikaraka ties nourishment to creativity, intellectual pursuits, and children. The native feels nourished when they can express themselves creatively or engage in intellectual activities that stimulate the mind. They may also find emotional fulfillment through nurturing and caring for children. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house suggests that the native receives emotional nourishment by investing in personal projects or nurturing younger individuals. If afflicted, the native may experience frustration or dissatisfaction in their creative endeavors or in their role as a caregiver. Matrikaraka in the sixth house. Matrikaraka in the sixth house connects nourishment to service, health, and routine. The native finds physical and emotional nourishment through maintaining good health and serving others. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house indicates that the native feels nourished by their sense of duty and by helping others in practical ways. They also prioritize their physical health as a source of emotional stability. If afflicted, the native may face health issues or emotional burnout, struggling to maintain a balance between self-care and care for others. Matrikaraka in the seventh house. In the seventh house, Matrikaraka influences nourishment through partnerships and intimate relationships. The native receives emotional nourishment from their partner and may also provide nurturing and care in return. A strong Matrikaraka in this house suggests that the native feels physically and emotionally fulfilled through a balanced, supportive partnership. If afflicted, the native may struggle to receive adequate emotional support in their relationships, leading to dependency or dissatisfaction in their partnerships. Matrikaraka in the eighth house. Matrikaraka in the 8th house ties nourishment to themes of transformation, shared resources, and emotional depth. The native receives nourishment through deep emotional connections and may also be supported by shared resources such as inheritances or joint finances. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house suggests that the native feels emotionally and physically supported during transformative periods in life. If afflicted, the native may struggle with emotional vulnerability or difficulties in managing shared resources, leading to feelings of deprivation or emotional imbalance. Matrikaraka in the 9th house. In the 9th house, Matrikaraka connects nourishment to spirituality, higher learning, and travel. The native feels emotionally nourished through their spiritual beliefs, intellectual pursuits, or long-distance travel. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house ensures that the native receives nourishment through philosophical or spiritual exploration, which brings emotional fulfillment and a sense of purpose. If afflicted, the native may struggle to find emotional support in their spiritual or intellectual journeys, leading to feelings of isolation or a lack of fulfillment. Matrikaraka in the 10th house. Matrikaraka in the 10th house influences nourishment through career, public life, and reputation. The native feels physically and emotionally nourished by their professional achievements and the recognition they receive in public life. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house suggests that the native gains emotional fulfillment and support through their career and public roles. If afflicted, the native may struggle with emotional dissatisfaction in their professional life or may feel unsupported in their public endeavors, leading to a lack of nourishment. Matrikaraka in the 11th house. In the 11th house, Matrikaraka ties nourishment to social networks, friendships, and long-term aspirations. The native feels nourished by their social connections and the support they receive from friends or groups. A strong Matrikaraka in this house suggests that the native is emotionally supported by their community and feels fulfilled by working toward their goals. If afflicted, the native may struggle to feel supported by their social circle or may experience difficulties in achieving their aspirations, leading to emotional dissatisfaction. Matrikaraka in the 12th house. Matrikaraka in the 12th house connects nourishment to solitude, spiritual practices, and introspection. The native feels nourished by retreating from the external world and engaging in spiritual or introspective practices. A well-placed Matrikaraka in this house allows the native to find emotional and physical nourishment through solitude, meditation, or spiritual growth. If afflicted, the native may feel emotionally deprived or isolated, struggling to find nourishment in their external relationships, which may lead to emotional detachment or dissatisfaction. The placement of Matrikaraka in the Navamsha chart highlights the native's sources of physical and emotional nourishment through family, relationships, creativity, and spirituality.